Hajj is a very beautiful ibadat. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions inside Surah Ali Imran, verse number 96, "Verily the first house of worship appointed for humanity was that at Makkah, full of blessings and a guidance for all worlds." Thus a visit to the sacred land, the sacred house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is a dream of every Muslim. And this is what we call the journey of a lifetime, the journey of Hajj. Now Hajj is taken place in the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah, the birthplace of Islam and the birthplace of our beloved master, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hajj also teaches us about this beautiful relationship with man and his creator Azza wa Jal. Hajj also is a sign and is also a symbol of all Muslims as equal. Even if you are a black, even if you are white, even if you are yellow, even if you speak any mother tongue, Hajj is a symbol of equality. This is why we say there is no racism in Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, millions of Muslims throughout the whole world travel to this beautiful city of Makkah and perform the Hajj. Millions of Muslims wearing the same ihram and chanting the same words, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. And millions of Muslims gathered and prostrating and in sujood in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Hajj is such an ibadat that Allah Azza wa Jal has made it compulsory upon every Muslim, male or female, once in a lifetime, if they can afford or they have the means of traveling. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Hajj also reminds us about the sacrifice of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. When Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to sacrifice his one and only son in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran testifies, Surah As-Safat, verse number 102, when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam laid his son in Mina to sacrifice in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, "O my father, do what you are commanded. If Allah wills, you shall find me steadfast." May Allah Ta'ala bring me and all of us into this beautiful plains of Arafat and